And this just in from Indiana. Next month, the Republican governor of that state, Mike Pence, plans to launch a new state-sponsored news site called Just In. The Indianapolis Star wrote about Just In earlier this week, describing it as a place for the Pence administration to make pre-written news stories available to Indiana media, as well as sometimes break news about the administration. The backlash from media and other Indiana politicians was immediate. The executive director of the State Press Association called the site an effort by the governor to, quote, control the message. But the governor, who has talked about running for president in 2016, is calling the whole thing a misunderstanding. And today, his communications director held a media briefing to try and clear it up. David Folkenflik is NPR media correspondent. He's been following this story, and he's with us for more on this. David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much, Jeremy.
And let's start off by just talking about what this service is. What is the idea here?
Well, let's talk about what it appears to be. And news of this was broken not by the state itself, but by the Indianapolis Star's reporter, Tom Lobianco. It was a new site called Just In, I-N, standing for Indiana. It would offer stories with bylines. Those stories would be selected by an editorial board for, among other things, not only the kinds of visual elements they could offer on the site, but also their interest to Hoosier citizens. Those stories would be selected by an editorial board, and the site would be run by a managing editor. And if it seems weird that I'm using some of those titles and jargon, it's because all of those are derived from newsroom lingo and sound very familiar to journalists like you and me. And in fact, this seemed to be conceived of as a state run, that is, a government-funded and created news agency that would create stories and send them out. And the idea appears to have been that smaller newspapers around the state could pick up those stories and run them, as well as citizens simply logging on and seeing them for themselves.
And as we said, it has sparked some outrage among the media there. And Governor Pence is pushing back, saying this is a, quote, understandable misunderstanding. Tell us more about what happened today at this news conference.
What a felicitous turn of phrase that is, too. Lobianco tweeted about the news conference live from it, and it seemed to be a wonderful jumble of misunderstandings, down to the question of whether or not it was on the record or off the record, or what the phrase on background meant to a spokesman as opposed to a reporter. It seemed kind of riotous. It seems as though they're walking it back. The governor reached out to an influential political columnist for the Indianapolis Star and said, no, this was just an effort to pull in all kinds of press releases that government agencies and governor's offices typically release, not just in Indianapolis, but throughout state capitals around the country, and that this was just a way of centralizing that. I've got to say, that seems very hard to square with the original documents that were obtained and published by the Star. And a lot of reporters are seeing this as not only an end around them, a way of distributing and disseminating information that sort of renders them on the sidelines, but also in a way to an aspiration by the governor's staff to try to plant stories in journalistic outlets that themselves don't originate from journalistic newsrooms. That is, that give it perhaps the patina of journalistic legitimacy, even though they're written by people on the governor's payroll.
Well, what about in Indiana? Has there been a lot of tension between the media and state politicians there and state politics?
Well, it's very interesting. I talked to a longtime state House reporter earlier this morning about that. And she said, you know, that in Indiana, in both parties, governors have tended to be pretty open, that state government has been seen in recent history has been pretty clean, and that there's been decent amount of transparency, good give and take between the governor and reporters, and that Pence himself, while available and accessible, has been more of a talking points administration, a little less substantive in his interactions both, and that staff would tend to respond to requests significantly late enough that it often missed their deadlines by a lot. Pence, though, has an interesting record. You know, after an early foray into politics that wasn't successful about two decades ago, he became a talk radio talk host, and he also became a host of a public affairs show on television there that was actually well-regarded. And in fact, in 2004, he supported legislation to provide protection from reporters who are in the situation of being compelled to provide their sources to law enforcement, a big issue in the Bush administration, as Judy Miller and Matt Cooper and others were pressured to reveal their sources. And additionally, recently received an award from a public television group as being a champion for public broadcasting. And he restored some funding in Indiana budgets for public broadcasting after many years in which it had been removed. So not a guy who's seen as uniformly hostile at all, either to the media or to journalists. journalists.
Well, how unusual is it for a state to do something like this? Does this exist in other states, this kind of state-run news service?
Well, it does exist, and you see things in different ways. You see versions of C-SPAN created by state broadcasters that get funding from the state or from other kinds of agencies there. And you also see certain states and certain local agencies trying to provide this. I knew a guy, Joel Sapel, who had been a top investigative editor at the Los Angeles Times, who essentially was tasked by a guy named Zev Yaroslavsky in Los Angeles County with coming up with a local news site there. It was at once trying to get information out to the public. It was trying to cast a friendly light and write features to get people interested in new programs and initiatives. And, you know, as it was explained to me at times, it was supposed to do research for the county supervisor, a fairly influential one there, on what was working and what wasn't working in state government. I wouldn't say that anyone would argue that that replaces what Southern California Public Radio or what the Los Angeles Times does in Southern California, but it was an additional conduit of information. I think the tension here comes over, you know, is it just conveying information to the public, or is this in some ways eroding the press's ability to be a check and a watchdog against government agencies and not simply letting information flow from the public official to the public itself?
Well, how good of a job is the press doing right now on a state level of covering state politics in general around the country?
And in some ways, it's this insecurity that I think has surrounded the press's reaction, even though I think that the reaction itself is probably warranted. And the skepticism, you know, you saw, I think it was the Atlantic magazine called this effort Pravda on the Plains. And that's that because of economic forces pressuring hard against the press, you've seen a major drop in the number of reporters covering state houses. Newspapers, which are the backbone, I think, of state accountability journalism for in the recent past, have cut by more than a third, closer to two-fifths of their reporters. You've seen some new players. The Associated Press, in response to that, has increased it. The Texas Tribune, a not-for-profit, has added a whole new core of reporters. Politico, in some states, has beefed up its reporting. But you're seeing state and government officials moving in to fill some of the vacuum that journalists have not been able to fully fill as they did in the past. And I think that this is contributing to greater fear that there will be not only less accountability, but greater impunity for state officials to push what could amount to propaganda instead of good information.
That's David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. You can let us know where you get your news on a state level at hereandnow.org. David, thanks so much.
You bet.